Okay, so 7 years ago, this Christmas, I'm visiting my parents in New Jersey with my brothers. I'm the oldest. I'm 47 now. I was 40 at the time. My other brother is 36, Chris. He's an attorney. My youngest brother, Glenn, is 32. He's a pharmaceutical salesman. And a buddy of mine, Rich, same age as me, was visiting with my family in New Jersey. And my daughter, who was 12 at the time, or 11, is with us as well. And it's Christmas morning. My brothers and I all put on our suits and tie. My friend Rich, we're going to go to Catholic Mass with my dad. My mom doesn't go to Mass. she used to be a C and E-er, as they say, when we grew up. She went on Christmas and Easter, but after we all left the house, she let that go. She made all the cookies and everything, so that was fine. So my friend Rich grew up actually, I just had the brothers, right? My friend Rich grew up with five sisters. And the whole weekend, and he's just amazed at the sibling rivalry, how we just fall back into the same roles when we were kids growing up, right? Even though we're 40 and I was a writer, my brother's a lawyer. It was just like we were, 12, 8, and 4 growing up, beating each other up and making fun of each other and all that stuff. So my brothers are riding me incessantly about turning 40. My birthday is right around Thanksgiving. I hadn't seen them. They're riding me incessantly about turning 40. And as we get out of the car, we park in the church parking lot. There's a high school there. And there's a basketball hoop in the on the gravel and, the rim, net, and all that stuff. And my brother Glenn, who's 32, says to me, "There's no way you can touch the rim of the basketball hoop anymore." And I get out, and again, suit, tie, coats, it's Christmas. I'm looking at it thinking, I can still get it. And my friend Rich is shaking his head. My daughter is like this. And so we get out of the car, close. I take a couple quick steps, then I jump, and I get the rim, right? And I'm thrilled beyond belief. And I tell my little brother, "There's no way you're going to touch the rim." And again, my daughter's like this, and my friend Rich is like, just can't believe it. And my dad's yelling at us like we're kids, "Come on, we're running late for Mass." And so my brother Glenn is 8 years younger than me and an inch taller, misses, just gets the top of the net. Tries again, just gets the top of the net, can't hit the rim. And I'm thrilled, My daughter is proud of her father, but embarrassed by the whole thing as well. And so he takes off his overcoat. And my dad is beside himself. We're going to be late. He was an altar boy. He actually sings in the church choir the night before. And my brother Glenn still can't. Three strikes, he's out. And my dad's yelling at us. And so we go into Mass. And I'm thrilled. I got one more thing I can make fun of my brother for the rest of our lives about. As we sit down in the pews and it gets quiet, my daughter, who's 11 in her nice Christmas dress, leans over and whispers quietly to me, "I can't believe Glenn thought taking off the overcoat was going to make the difference." Thanks a lot.
Ron Cassie. Thank you, Ron.